Well, let's look at Nehemiah chapter number 2. Some of you are in men's prayer breakfast, and pastor was preaching in men's prayer breakfast, and we sat down, and I got to eat breakfast with him, and he asked me about going to the county today, and I said, be glad to do that. And then he said, and you're preaching Wednesday night. I said, amen. Praise the Lord. And I said, no, really, pastor, who's really preaching? He said, no, you really are preaching. Okay, amen. And he said, just preach my outline. And that's what I'm going to do. It really is what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach his sermon that he preached a little bit. It'll be totally different, obviously. But Nehemiah chapter number 2, and we're going to start reading verse number 3. And I think it's a very practical lesson. Pretty simple. Maybe the shortest sermon that's ever been preached behind the pulpit. And maybe the longest. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe somewhere in between. But we'll see what the Lord does. But Nehemiah chapter number 2 and verse number 3, it says, And said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad? I'm sorry, did I read the right verse there? I think, yes, I did. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchers, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. Look down at verse number 11. It says, so I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. And I went on to the gate of the fountain and the king's pool, that there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did, neither had I yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. In verse number 18, and then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this work, this good work. And then Sanballat and the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite and Geshem and the Arabian heard it, and they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build, and ye have no portion nor right memorial in Jerusalem. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I need you tonight. God, I need your help. I just want to be a help and a blessing. God, I know you're a powerful God and you're able. And Lord, I believe, God, that there's some truths right out of this passage that you could give us. And God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, it has to be beyond me because I know what I'm made of and I know what I can do. And Lord, I want you to do something beyond what I can do. And God, I know that you're capable. And so, God, I pray that you'll take this moment. Lord, I don't want this just to be another time where we stand up and just preach. I don't want it to be another time, Lord, where we just stand up and just listen to your word preached. God, I pray that you would meet with us. I pray, God, that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would capture our attention, each of our attention, Lord, including mine, Lord, as I preach. And God, I pray that you would help us all to see what you want us to receive out of this. And God, you're so good to us. Lord, you're all powerful. And God, you know exactly what we need. And I pray, God, that you'll just give us the truth that we'll all make a decision tonight to do something with. Every one of us. Lord, help us not to look at each other and say that was for them. Help us to look at ourselves and say there's some area that I can do something different. Lord, speak to our hearts. Lord, I don't want it to be from a man, but we want it to be the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in each one of our hearts tonight, God, as you see fit. And Lord, I believe you'll do something wonderful and something power. And we'll praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. It was amazing when Pastor was last night. We actually had a staff meeting. And late last night, I think it was 8 o'clock, we had some desserts over at Pastor's house, all of the staff, the church staff and their wives. And I enjoyed it. It was great. And it's fun going over to Pastor's house and just spending some time with our staff. I didn't always like staff meetings. But I'm getting to where I really enjoy being with Pastor and being with our staff guys and just listening and us just throwing things out there. And the pastor brought this thing up. He asked every one of us. He went around the room and he said, "Are you all in? Are you all in?" He didn't know it, but that was the title of my sermon before he even started talking about it. And I was going to use his outline to preach it. And that he preached on Saturday morning. And that's exactly what we're doing here and kind of giving a little bit of that. But he asked all of our staff men, "Are you all in?" You know, my brother-in-law, Steve, and sister-in-law, Mary, they just left this morning. They flew out. And I'll be honest with you, it's kind of been difficult for us family members. It's been difficult for many of you. They're just like family to you as well. And we got to see them yesterday afternoon, and we just kind of weeped together and finished out in prayer and spent just a little bit of time together before they headed to the motel for the night. Pastor put them up in a motel, so they went up to sleep on the floor. But it's difficult sometimes when you're kind of attached and you see things moving forward in a church and you kind of see the direction of a church going and you see how God is blessing and you see how God has blessed a man. And different men, and used many of our men, and God was using the Frost in an amazing way, as you well know. And that can be difficult sometimes when you go through transitions in our lives. My family and I, we've been through it a few times, and we've transitioned to different churches, and it's always been difficult. Always been difficult. But yesterday, last night, at pastor's house, we're just going around the room, and he said, and I think pastor started talking, and then I think he asked Jeremiah, he said, "Are you all in?" Jeremiah, "Pastor, I'm all in." And he went to the next person in line. I think it was maybe Brother TJ. "Are you all in?" "Pastor, I'm all in." Just went down the line to all of our staff members. And every one of our staff members said they're all in. I tell you what, our staff are all in. They are. They're all in. Even Derek was there. Even Derek was all in. And he's not even on staff, but we'll take him and we'll put him in. Let's all vote him in right now. Amen. But they're all in. You know, a pastor just kind of challenged us. He said, "Look, guys," he said, "Steve's gone now." He said, "Now we got to fill in some gaps." He said, "But you know what? We got to see God do something. And we got to all be in. We got to be all in." And I think it's just a powerful thing when you see a bunch of guys that are together, staff guys, that I believe that we're all in. I really do. I think it's an awesome thing. You know, we've had some wonderful things that have taken place here at Grandview Baptist Church. But I really believe this, that our best days are ahead of us. Our best days are ahead of us. God knows exactly what He's doing. God's got a plan. And God's going to do something very powerful. And I believe He's going to use all of us, because we are the members of Grandview Baptist Church, and I believe all of us are all in. Are you all in? I mean, are you all in? That's the title of the sermon. Are you all in? Notice here in our passage of Scripture in verse number 3-5, it talks about Nehemiah said unto the king, let king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchre, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? I prayed unto the God of heaven, and I said unto him, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, and unto the city of my father's sepulchre, that I may build it. Hey, one man got a vision from God. One man got a vision from God. In other words, one man was all in. One man decided that he was going to take the challenge that maybe God gave him and he's going to do something with it. You know, I think about that last night as Pastor challenged us, and praise God that he sent one man and a woman and a family out here, but one man he gave a vision to many, many years ago. Was it 32 years ago now, Brother Chris? 32 years ago, maybe even more than that, he gave the vision to him. But they came and started this church 32 years ago, and now we have all that we have here. And God has blessed us at Grandview Baptist Church because he gave one man a vision. You know, it starts with one man having a vision. And that wasn't it wasn't a vision that he dreamed up, but it was a vision that God had given him. And it started that way. And then if you notice in verse number 11, so I came to the Jerusalem and was there 3 days, and I arose in the night and some few men with me. And Pastor gave this devotion very simply on Saturday and said, you know, it started out with one man, and then it took, then there was just a few men, maybe three or four, just a few men. And maybe Nehemiah invested in just a few men, and then it just kind of grew from there. So it started out with one man, and then Nehemiah transferred that vision to a few men. And then in verse number 18, a few others joined in. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. And so they strengthened their hands for this good work. Hey, listen, here are some people that just jumped in because one man had a vision, and maybe a few more had it jumped on board with this vision, and then it just kind of spread. Well, if you read through chapter number 3, if you just look at it, we won't read the whole thing here, but look at verse number 2, it says, and next unto him, people started working on the wall, and next unto him builded the men of the Jericho. And next to them builded Sukkah, the son of Imri. In verse number 4, and next unto them repaired Miramoth. And next unto them repaired Meshullam. Verse number 5, and next unto them, hey, it just kind of spread like a wildfire. And that's what's going to happen. Hey, listen, I'm asking you tonight, here's what I'd like for you to do tonight. I want you to just think about your own life right now. I want you to ask yourself some of these questions here. I want you to ask yourself this one question. I want you to picture yourself being in that staff meeting that we had last night. As Pastor asked you, are you all in? And you have to honestly answer that question. Ask yourself, are you all in? That could be a difficult question to answer. It doesn't have to be. But are you all in? Well, I believe that if all of us would be all in, God could really do something amazing at Grandview Baptist Church and for our community. But it really starts with one man. It all starts with one man. Somebody's got to have a vision. Somebody's got to see it. Somebody's got to get a hold of the power of God and just realize that God has called them to do something great and something powerful. And they just have to decide, I'm going to be all in. And I want you to put a box around yourself tonight. And I want you just to ask yourself, am I all in? Just ask yourself that question, am I all in? And it got spread down. Hey, listen, if you'll light yourself on fire, somebody else will catch what you have. If you'll get busy serving the Lord, somebody else will catch what you have. And it's amazing how it'll just take off. It's amazing how God will use you in a miraculous way. Say, oh, I don't have very much to offer. No, you just get on fire for God. You get all in, and somebody else is going to jump on board and they're going to follow. It's just the way it works. But you got to be all in. And we've all got to be all in. And then it spread. But I want you to notice this here in verse number 19. When Sanballat and the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite and Geshem heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Hey, there's always going to be opposition. There's always going to be some form of opposition. Man, when you stand for right, somebody is going to mock you. Somebody is going to tear you down. Hey, God gave you a vision. And you know that God gave you a vision. Man, you stand strong and you fight for that vision. You stand strong and you realize that God gave you that vision for you to carry out His work, His will for your life. And don't let anybody else take that away from you. Don't let anybody else change your mind. Don't let anybody else affect you and what you're going to do for the cause of Christ. Because there's always going to be that opposition, but you take a stand for what you believe God wants you to do, and you just do it. And then verse number 20, Nehemiah realized that his success all depended upon God. I love this. Verse number 20, "Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we, his servants, will arise and build, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. The God of heaven, he will prosper us." And that's the only way it's ever going to happen at Grandview Baptist Church. And that's what one thing that Pastor was talking about last night. He said, "Fellas," he said, "I think many of you have been kind of waiting for this for a little while." He said, "But," he said, we need, "and Saturday nights, we need to get together as a staff and just spend some time praying. We got to get a hold of God. We got to get a hold of God. Hey, we realize that if anything great is going to happen here, we've got to have God's power." Nehemiah realized that. He realized that all of his success depends upon God. Hey, I want you to ask yourself that question. Hey, are you all in? Are you all in? Is everything you do, do you have to depend upon God? For everything you do, you have to depend upon God. That's a good place to be. You wake up and maybe you're frustrated because you feel like you can't get a handle on things, and things just aren't working the way you feel like it should, and you have to cry to God every single morning. That's not a bad thing. By the way, when opposition comes your way, that's not always a bad thing. Many times God will allow things to happen in our lives because it draws us closer to Him, to where we are forced to depend upon Him. It's a good thing, church, to depend upon God. Hey, listen, if we're going to be all in, we're going to have to depend upon God. There's four areas that I believe that every single church member ought to have a part in. I don't think we'll be too long with this. But every single church member ought to have a part in all four of these areas. Now, again, I want you to ask yourself, am I a part of every single one of these areas? Am I a part? Do I have some part of every single one of these areas? And I was just thinking through some of these things here, and these are just my thoughts. This isn't necessarily Bible. A lot of this is Bible truth. As you're a member of a church, you should be doing some of these things. But these four things, I believe that all of us ought to have a part of these four things. First one I wrote down here, it's not in any particular order. We have what's called the First Impressions team here at Grandview Baptist Church. And some of you are a part of that. Many of you are a part of that. I think all of you should be a part of that. You say, "Why, Brother Hoxie? Because you're in charge of it?" Yeah, exactly. That's why you should be in charge of it. I mean, a part of it. No, I think I believe this. You know, I'm not just in charge of the First Impressions team just because I feel like I want to do it. Hey, I really believe in the First Impressions team. I mean, I really believe it. And I really believe that every single person, every single member of Grandview Baptist Church ought to be a part of the First Impressions team. I mean, everybody. Every small child, we've got little kids that are out in the parking lot many times with umbrellas. Scares me to death every time they're out there. I'm afraid they're going to get run over. We'll see kids cleaning the windows on the front doors there. I just love it. I walk to the bathrooms and every once in a while, a lot of times the bathrooms are a mess. They'll have paper towels and stuff like that. But many times I'll walk in there and I'll see a little elementary kid, and he takes his paper towel and he wipes the counter down. You know why? Because he cares. I think it's because he cares about his church, or maybe somebody taught him right. Hey, it's all part of First Impressions. Hey, I think every single person, every single member of Grandview Baptist Church ought to be a part of the First Impressions team. Everybody. Let me ask you, are you a part of the First Impressions team? I'm not saying you have to wear one of those badges to be a part of the First Impressions team. Let me just give you a list of what's all part of the First Impressions team. Parking lot greeters. How many of you are in the parking lot greeters? Raise your hand. All right, several of you right here, all right? Inside door greeters. How many of you are inside door greeters? Raise your hand. All right. Greeters or door greeters, I guess. There's one outside door greeters and inside. How many of you are on the security team? Anybody here on the security team? We do. Right there. Brother John. We're safe tonight. That's part of the First Impressions team. Really is. All right. We want to be safe. And that's good. Of course, that wasn't a good first impression. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. The welcome desk. There's some of them are in the welcome desk. Mrs. Wooster helps out with that. She's in Awana's. Our ushers. How many of you are ushers tonight? We got ushers back here. Hey, you're all part of the First Impressions team. All right. Anybody work at the coffee bar? Where's Glenn? Glenn's back here. Made two pots of coffee tonight. First Impressions team. How many of you like coffee? Hey, we got to have coffee, right? That's a good first impression. We have the building maintenance. How many work on building maintenance? Well, I do. John helps out. Shay comes in. A lot of people come in. A lot of people come in and just do behind-the-scenes type stuff, painting and whatever else. Cleaning. How many of you clean? It's all first impressions. It's all part of first impressions. Grounds maintenance. Brother Jeremiah's in charge of the grounds maintenance. It's not really part of underneath the first impressions team, but it really is part of the first impressions team. Glenn was out there today mowing the grass. Glenn don't get paid a dime to do that. You know why? He cares about his church. Hey, I think every single person ought to be a part of the first impressions team. I think everybody ought to be a part of the first impressions team. You say, oh, how can I be a part of it? I just listed several things that you can be a part of. If you don't do any of those things, I question your membership. And I'm not trying to be mean. Hey, if you're a member of Grandview Baptist Church, you ought to be on the first impressions team. And I don't think I'm being mean by saying that at all. I think we all, hey, if you're all in, you ought to be a part of these things that I just listed. Everybody ought to have a part in that. Everybody ought to have a part in that. You know, I don't think it's that difficult for when, if you see a piece of paper on the floor, nobody has to tell you to pick that up. You know it doesn't belong there, pick it up and put it in the trash can. Nobody has to tell you to put a trash line. This is one of my pet peeves. I'm just going to preach my pet peeves tonight, okay, folks? Nobody has to tell you to put a trash liner in the trash can. Because somebody's going to put trash in there, whether there's a liner in there or not. They're going to. You can tie those things off a little bit, too, and the liner will stay up there and it won't fall down. Hey, you can be part of the First Impressions team. And you can help my spirit out by doing all those things. There's windows that could be washed nonstop around Grandview Baptist Church because we have little hands always touching it. Now, we do want you to use a certain type of glass cleaner. If you're not sure, ask Brother Marshall or one of us on staff. Hey, listen, I'm just saying there's plenty of places where you can get plugged in. And I think everybody needs to realize that we're a part of Grandview Baptist Church and we're a part of the First Impressions team. It ought to bother you when you walk through those doors and there's fingerprints on those doors. Does it bother you? Does it affect you at all? Does it affect you when the carpet hasn't been vacuumed? Does that bother you at all? Listen, if you're a member of Grandview Baptist Church, it ought to bother you that something is just not quite in order. Hey, jump on board, be all in and say, you know what, I can take care of that. We got, like I said, we got people that come in and paint, and that's a wonderful thing. We don't want everybody just to come in and paint without us giving you some direction, okay? But there are areas where you can get plugged in, and if you need a place, if you want to work and help out with building maintenance, you come see me, and I promise you, I will find you some work to do. Not everybody can do that, and we don't want everybody doing that. But all of us can be a part of the First Impressions team. All of us. You can breathe now, it's okay. I know that may be kind of hard to take, but how many of you agree with that? Don't you think you could be a part of the First Impressions team? Hey, listen, you know, sometimes it just takes mentioning that, and you can think about it. You know what, you're right, Brother Hoxie. I could step it up a little bit. This is an area where, you know, instead of just looking at that and saying, I wish somebody would take care of that. Boy, I wish somebody would take care of that. That has been like that for 2 months now. Why won't somebody take care of it? You know, it may be that God is impressing upon your heart to take care of it. You ever thought of that? You know, just this morning, there was food all over the front entrance of the school there. And it's been like that for a couple months. And I keep saying, man, I wish somebody would take care of that. Man, I wish somebody would take care of that. Finally, this morning, I got a spray bottle and got a rag. I took care of it. Why did it take me so long? I don't know. Because I'm cleaning everything else too, all right? No. But, hey, you listen, and sometimes that will happen. We can get this attitude about us. We think, hey, let's just all be a part of it. I'm just telling you, hey, the buildings would be taken care of if all of us would just decide to be a part of the First Impressions team. All right, we're spending too much time on there. That must be my pet peeve. Second thing, Tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings. If you're a member of Grandview Baptist Church, you ought to learn the blessings of giving to the Lord. Man, all of us ought to be a part of that. And listen, you have to ask yourself that question, am I all in? Listen, if you don't give to the work of the Lord, here we go again, the preacher gets up there. We've got visitors here tonight, all the way from Mobile, Alabama. I've been to USS Alabama. Have you ever been there? And every time I come to church, every time I bring a visitor, you know what the preacher preaches on? Money. Amen. Listen, you do not understand the blessings of God until you learn the thing of tithing. If you're a member of Grandview Baptist Church, why don't you just surrender that and be a part of it and do your part of giving to the work of the Lord? I'm just telling you, and I'm not ashamed to stand up and say, hey, we ought to all be givers to the work. We all ought to give financially to the work of God. Tithes and offerings, the financial giving, everybody ought to have a part. I mean everybody. I mean the littlest kid that makes a dollar can give 10%. Everybody ought to be a part. If you're a member of Grandview Baptist Church, hey, we should be a part of this. All of us ought to be a part of the First Impressions team. All of us ought to be a part of our tithes and offerings and giving. And then thirdly, we all ought to be a part of outreach. Jeremiah, you oversee all the outreach? Pastor does, and you help him a lot with the organization of it. Every member of Grandview Baptist Church ought to be a part of outreach in some capacity. I mean in some capacity. Hey, what does that mean, Brother Hoxie? Soul winning, whether it's door-to-door, whether it's taking those little tracts and giving those out. The one, I know Pastor said we just each give out two of those on Courage. He's preaching on Courage, I think. I need to get a couple of those so I can give a couple out. Hey, something that simple. I wrote some of these things down here. We got soul winning on Thursday. You could get plugged in a bus route. It could be just sitting on the bus and being an encouragement to a rider. That's part of outreach. You could be a Sunday school teacher. Oh, I can never do that. Yeah, and I can neither. And I do it every week. And you could too. I cringe every time that pastor asks me to preach. Every time. Another pastor, I've had two pastors in the last 2 weeks asked me to preach. Two other pastors. Now, I can't tell our pastor no. I can tell his other pastors no. And I asked him, have you ever heard me preach? They said, you can preach good. Have you ever heard me preach? No. Okay, well, don't ask me to preach. All right. You could be a Sunday school teacher. Nursing homes. Jail ministry. RU. VBS is coming up. Youth department. TJ, the youth conference. You need some help probably. Awana's going on right now. And the list goes on. I mean, outreach. Hey, find some place where you can give. I mean, even the basketball. I think the program's over now. But that's an outreach. There's so many places where you can get plugged in. Hey, listen, are you part of the First Impressions team? Are you part of tithing, giving your tithes and offerings? Are you part of an outreach ministry somewhere? Every single church member ought to be a part of these three areas. And then the last one, and probably the most important one, we all need to beg for the power of God. All of us need to beg for the power of God. And we talked about that last night. Pastor said, we just got to do it. We can't do anything without God's power. We've got to have God's power. All of us have got to be all in. And the only way we're going to be all in, all these other things would be in vain unless God's involved in it. You can clean all you want to. You can fix everything all you want to. We can work on a new building project. It's all wonderful. It looks great. Wonderful. But it's all in vain unless we have the power of God. Hey, listen, church, I really believe this with all my heart. I believe that God is going to do some wonderful things in our near future. I already see it. Our staff is pumped. Our staff is all in. Our staff is on board with our pastor. God has got some wonderful things. I believe our people are all in. Can I ask you one question tonight? Are you all in? Are you all in? I mean, it's just the simplest truth. It really is. And you're probably sitting there thinking, I could do that. Yeah, you can. You could do every single one of these things. And if you're a member of Grandview Baptist Church, I think we ought to. Let's get all in. That's it. Let's get all in. Are you all in?